This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy rinse-free whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White. A whiter smile without the wince.
You may not be able to control a lot of things, but you can control your attitude towards almost anything. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode and conversation. Today, I am drinking a passion fruit tea because I'm feeling passionate. I'm feeling very passionate about today's conversation because it is something that is relevant to what I'm going through in my life right now with my business right now, but also it's something that is making me feel very empowered, and I want to pass on that empowerment to anybody that joins in on today's conversation because it can be really easy, especially if you are prone to anxiety, to get lost and hung up on the things that are outside of our control, to focus on things that might not ever happen, to get lost in the sauce of like worrying about just things that are really irrelevant when the empowerment that you can achieve, that you can feel, that you can harness from really zoning your focus back in on the things that you can control is amazing. Just to redefine those things, these are things you already know. This is just a conversation to redefine it for both myself and anybody listening or watching, because it is really empowering when you realize, oh, wait, what have I been focusing my energy on? What have I been thinking about? What have I been worrying about? And what can I do with that energy instead? So that's the basis of our conversation today. I'm personally going through a situation outside of my personal life. Obviously, I have a lot on my plate right now, just in general. I am a new mom with a newborn. He's actually 6 weeks right now, which is crazy to me. So that has been really interesting. It's definitely been a life lesson in learning how to let go, learning how to focus on the priorities, focus on what's important, and focus on the bigger things that I need to be doing and the bigger things that are important to me in terms of the longevity of life. When I think about the end of my life, what's going to be more important? The day that I spent bonding with my kid, or the day that I spent hanging out with you guys or making a quality conversation or quality content? Or is it going to be that worry of that thing that didn't happen, or even that worry of that thing that did happen, but in the longevity of life, it kind of didn't measure up? So it's not something I can officially talk about at the moment. It's something that I will talk about soon. I am documenting the experience. I'm kind of going through the back end of things. I'm working with lawyers right now, not just with this, but also working with lawyers with my house. So there's a lot going on. And when there's a lot going on, it can be really easy to get really anxious and really overwhelmed. And especially for myself, I find I can get overstimulated very easily. So long story short, as I've already said, focusing on the things that are within my control, focusing on the small things even, has been amazing for my mental health. It's been amazing for feeling and staying in my power and staying grounded through all of the chaos. So let's talk about it. I am sure it's not just a singular experience for myself or anybody else to find yourself caught up in the things that you cannot control. You cannot control so many things. In fact, if we were to make a graph or a diagram or a picture, if you will, of what it would look like to really separate the things within your control versus outside of your control, the things within your control would fit in probably a pretty decent sized circle. The things outside of your control would probably go on for vast amounts of space. And That is because we are just tiny little pockets of energy, tiny little separations from, depending on what you believe in, the cosmic source of energy. And so within that tiny little pocket, you have a certain amount of control. There are also a lot of things that tend to bounce off of you, tend to bounce off your energy, tend to bounce off your life, or have an effect on your life that are always going to be outside of your control. And when we get caught up in worrying about those things, we give away a lot of our power. And it sucks because there really is no antidote to those things. It's not to say like, oh, just stop worrying about them or to not let them bother you, because sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes you have to let yourself just be in it. You have to just let yourself sit in the feeling and be like, wow, this feeling sucks. I hate that this is happening. I hate that there's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to let myself feel that. I'm going to let myself go through the process of whatever emotions come with feeling this. And then I'm going to zone back in on the things that I can control or what is within my control, even within this situation. Things that are outside of our control would include, first of all, the past. You can't change the past. I mean, there is a little bit of something within your control. If there's something within the past that you're worried about or thinking about or just hung up on, it's your perspective. You can change your perspective on how you perceive your past. You can change the lessons that you learned from the past. You can change the meaning you give to your past, but you can't change what's already happened. And in a very similar vein, if you will, but a little bit different, is the future. To an extent, we can't really control the future. It's not something that we can manipulate or mold to our liking. That said, there is a certain amount of the future that is within your control. For instance, the actions you take today, the things that you plant today do have an effect on your future. So let's say, for an example, you're worried about not being happy in the future. That's a very vague feeling. It's a very vague threat to your nervous system to think like, oh my gosh, what if I'm never happy? What if I never fall in love? What if I don't get that job? What if I end up on my butt? You know, what if I fail? That's all stuff that is really totally outside of your control from this moment, from where you are right here, right now, which is the only thing you do have control over. So instead, if you zone your focus into what can I do today to give myself better odds in the future, there's still going to be a lot outside of my control. Just because I get that job or work really hard or fall in love or put myself out there to start dating so I can fall in love or do the things or plant the seeds today that'll give me the things that I think will make me happy in the future, doesn't guarantee that I'll even be happy. It doesn't guarantee that thing because it's not within your control. And it would be a totally different coffee talk to kind of segue into, but I think it's a moral message we talk about a lot on the podcast, which is anything we really reach for externally can't give us that long-term happiness anyway. So something else that's within your control in terms of your future is allowing yourself to be fully fulfilled and content with where you are right now. It doesn't mean that you're complete, you're perfect, or you're finished, or that you have everything, or that you've done everything. It just means that you can feel at peace with there being pieces still missing, with there being answers still to find. It's not about, oh, once I'm complete, once this chapter of my life is complete, or this goal is complete, or this project is complete, then I'll be happy. It's actually, even in the process, even in the becoming, I'm at peace with myself, which allows me to feel joy, which allows me to bring my nervous system down, to allow myself to feel grounded, to allow myself to enjoy the moment, even when it's still unfolding. One of the biggest things that we don't have control over are other people. And it's probably the one that has the largest, it is the one that has the largest effect on our lives. For instance, if anybody has ever read The Courage to be Disliked, one of the ideas that he proposes in this book is the idea that if there was nobody else on earth, you would not have nearly any of the problems you do today. That almost all of our problems root from interpersonal relationships. You, me, we have zero control over what other people do, over what other people say, over what other people believe, over what other people even do, say, and believe about us or to us. And that, my friend, can really suck, because that means someone can break your heart. That means someone can do you dirty. Someone can think something totally off about you or come up with an entire perception of you that personally, if you were to know about it or if you were to hear about it, you would think that is so wrong. That is so not me. I have to read stuff about myself all of the time. And sometimes some of it's good. Some of it isn't. Some of it's totally wrong. Some of it's kind of uncomfortable because I've literally read people try to diagnose me or try to analyze me based on the pockets of things that I've given on the internet. And it's interesting because it's like, that is something that I could and is very tempting to put a lot of focus on, to put a lot of energy into, because it feels like it's worth something. It feels like it's heavy, right? Like, oh my gosh, what other people think about me is so important, because again, that is a direct threat to my central nervous system to not be included by the masses, to not be included or accepted by the group. And that's not to say the masses globally, it's just an embedded, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's an embedded, oh my gosh, exhaustion has just ruined my brain. Caveman instincts. What is that called? Primal. It's primal. Thank you, Google. It is very primal in terms of just your chemical makeup as a human being to care about what people think about you. It's primal because you can't survive on your own. We cannot survive as lone wolves. Of course, we've come a long way since the cavemen and cavewomen times, where yeah, you can probably go a lot further and survive a lot longer on your own. Interestingly enough though, if you do look it up, loneliness is actually a very detrimental thing to your health. It actually is not good for you to be on your own, to be a lone wolf, to not care about what people think, but it's about keeping it in checks and balances. And so yeah, you have zero control over what other people think or say about you, whether other people like you or not, whether other people hear your words the way that you mean them to hear. Just what? If other people hear your message the way that you want it to be heard, or if they hear something else entirely, if other people go out of their way to hurt you, whether it be intentional or unintentional, whether other people love you or like you or they don't, and you can spend your whole life giving away so many pieces of you to the point that you don't even know who you are anymore, just trying to make other people like you, trying to make other people love you, trying to make the connections in your life feel safe, then you lose yourself along the way and you lose time along the way. And then you end up resenting all of the connections you have in your life because none of them feel like they are deep or that they are real, because they are coming from a version of you that is trying to please other people. So instead, when it comes to what other people do, what other people say, and what other people perceive about you, if you want to zone back into what's within your control within that realm, it's the connection and the relationship you have to yourself, and not in a narcissistic way either. All that matters is how authentic I show up in my life, how true to myself I am. It is important to take care of yourself too, because then it allows you to then show up in a better version of yourself so that you will likely be perceived better, or your energy will be received in a nicer way. But basically, if you are sure with you, if you've got you, if you feel grounded in who you are, if you feel at least, you don't have to be fully confident all of the time, but if you're not constantly so insecure based on what other people are thinking about you, then that gives you that grounded state to feel like, okay, even if someone reads me wrong or gets me wrong or does me wrong, it's outside of my control, because I at least know that I lived in my moral standard. I at least know that I lived within my values. I at least know that I'm living authentically, and thus everything else I can't really control. It doesn't make it easy, but it does allow you to feel empowered. I'm gonna take a sip from my tea and then keep going down the list of things that I have for what's outside of your control versus what is.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Perhaps it would have been better if I stemmed off of the future with this next one, because it does in the same way kind of mirror it or reflect it. But it's the idea that we have no control over the evolution of humanity. So in a way that means the future, but also it's the evolution of things like technology, the progression of things like global warming, these existential worries. thinking about, for instance, okay, where is technology going? In terms of the ways that we relate to one another, how will that change? I mean, there is always going to be some positive with it, some benefit with it. For instance, 20 years ago, you and I would not be having this conversation like this right now because this didn't exist. So it's not that all evolution of technology is bad. It's just that there is always that, you know, weight of there's going to be some pros, but there's definitely also going to be some cons. And we're already seeing some of those cons manifest from the way technology has really taken hold over humans and our lives and the ways that we connect and the ways that we communicate. You can check all of these boxes. You can do all of the things that people tell you to do. You can follow all of these rules, which again are things within your control, but there are just certain outcomes. There are certain things that are changing so quickly, like trends, like algorithms. It can feel very daunting. You can get lost again in that giant wave of trying to stay ahead of things that it drives up your anxiety. So instead, what can you do, what can you keep within your control is the impact that you make, not just today, but just through the way that you live your life, because authenticity will shine through. And also, I think energy shines through. And even furthermore, when we're talking about things like global warming, your actions matter. I don't want to get necessarily into the hypocrisy of, in a way, kind of gaslighting individuals, specifically just day-to-day individuals, by thinking like, oh, if you shower a little bit longer or you use a straw, like you're the reason global warming is happening, when we have these giant corporations, these people that are very powerful at the top that could make huge change. So let's not get lost in that. Like, at the same time though, it doesn't mean that because that is there, that our actions still don't matter. The fact that we live and exist and are here today on this planet means that everything we do has a ripple effect. No matter how small we feel, every action you make, if you throw something on the side of the road, that is a ripple effect that you've made that wouldn't have been on the side of the road if you didn't exist. So as small as we can feel, and as small as even our actions can feel, the way that you show up in the world, the way that you go about creating in a way, and I don't mean creating in the sense of necessarily art, I mean creating in the sense of each action you take, each word you make, each movement you make through your life, each decision you make is a creation. It's a creation of something that has started in the brain and then is activated through the body to then go from being an internal thing to being an external thing. As much as things are changing and things are always going to be changing and they're changing quickly, it can be really nerve-wracking and feel very outside of our control to try to stay ahead of it. But what is within your control is the ways that you are moving through your life, the ways that you are expressing yourself through your life, and the ways that you are creating the life that you live.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with its insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
So what's within our control? Like, let's leave this on a really empowering note, because there are a lot of things that you can focus on regardless of what's going on in your life. Even if the biggest thing that's bothering you isn't something you feel like you can tackle right now, there are other small areas of your life that if you zone your focus in on, I promise you, you will feel a lot better on the day to day and a lot more empowered and just a lot more grounded and balanced. And those things are boundaries. So the boundaries you set with other people, and including the boundaries you set in terms of your mental headspace, be very particular about the things that you allow to live rent-free inside your mind, the things that you allow to take up your mental headspace, the things you allow yourself to get lost in thoughts about. That is a boundary, and it is a boundary that you can set. It's not necessarily that you're going to set that boundary and not think about that thing anymore. It's just catching yourself and thinking, or giving yourself the credit to be like, I'm thinking about that thing again, but I don't want to be. I deserve better than that, so I'm going to let it go. I deserve peace right now, peace of mind, and just letting that thought float away. You have control over your single-pointed focus. As human beings, we can only focus on one singular thing at a time. We might be good at multitasking, we might be good at being on autopilot physically, but mentally, you really can only be having one thought at a time. So use your control over that thought to drive it in another direction. When you catch yourself offending your own boundaries, crossing your own boundaries, to think about things that bother you, to think about things that don't do you any good. specifically rummaging thoughts, because it is helpful, or it can be helpful, to think about certain things when you're trying to problem solve. But if it's not coming from a point of how can I solve this problem or how can I overcome this, and sometimes even that thought process can be detrimental if you're getting too far into it. Sometimes we need to take a break from the problem before we can really allow our brains to come up with the right solution. So be very particular about where you drive your energy, because that is something that is ultimately within your control. The way you talk to yourself, the way you think about yourself. For instance, if you don't even realize how mean your self-talk can be, it doesn't mean that it's always got to be that way. And it doesn't mean that once you realize it, you're going to snap into just being a great friend to yourself. It's a muscle you've got to work at, where you catch yourself when you're having that negative self-talk. And again, single-pointed focus, drive your energy in a better direction, in a more helpful direction. If you're not feeling like, oh, I love myself, then you don't have to fake that. But it's more so like, oh, I deserve better than to be thinking these thoughts. So I'm going to go focus my energy on this song or my breath or doing this hobby or staying busy with my hands or anything else, really. You have total control over what you follow on social media, the types of content you consume, from TV to movies to YouTube to podcasts to, again, what you follow on social media, what type of social media you even subscribe to, what apps are on your phone, what drives, again, your attention away, especially mindlessly. As hard as it can be, it's still something that is within our control. You may not be able to control a lot of things, but you can control your attitude towards almost anything. You can control your perspective that you choose to take, or the angle you choose to look at things, or at least try to look at things. The tiniest little control you have over the way you make your breakfast, over the songs you listen to before you go to work or before you go to school, over the way that you choose to implement the things that you have to do on a day-to-day basis, the priorities that you have, even just over the thought, I get to do these things instead of I have to do these things, or these things are happening for me instead of these things are happening to me, can be the world of a difference in terms of how empowered you feel to then show up in your life, take control, and to continue to take the creation of our lives and the little bits of creation that we have control over within our lives and make the most of it. That's my chat for the day, of the things that are in your control versus the things that are outside of your control. Nothing you heard here today was new. Or just having that conversation to remind yourself, wait, yeah, there are a lot of things that I can focus on. There are a lot of things that I can put my focus to, or my attention on, or my energy into. And knowing that and then actually going ahead and doing that can allow those big things that feel like aren't within our control to feel a little less powerful over us or have as much of a hold over us. And the outcome is never certain. Even if you do focus on the things that are within your control, it doesn't mean that things will necessarily end up in your favor. And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes too, but at least then you know that you've spent your time in the right way, that you spent your focus and your energy, which is very, very valuable, in the right way. And ultimately, if you do choose to take that perspective of things happen for you, not to you, even when it sucks, like it's a season of learning or of growth or of preparing yourself for whatever comes next, then it allows yourself to let go of a lot of those things that are outside of our control and have a little bit more faith, have a little bit more groundedness, have a little bit more confidence and competence in yourself as you move through your life. So I'm curious to know what things first of all, what things came to your mind for this conversation? I like when it's not just a one-way conversation, so I want to hear your thoughts. Feel free to leave them in the YouTube comment section over here on All Things Co's. The situations that I'm going through right now, I have full control over how I choose to drive my focus towards my family right now, how I choose to show up and take care of myself in this season of my life, how I choose to create in this season of my life. I don't have control over what other people choose to do. So I'm sending you a cheers wherever you are from my little pocket of the woods in Canada. And I will talk to all of you guys in our next Coffee Talk podcast episode. Bye, everyone.